At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
A warmer friendly hello, welcome to lovely Las Vegas, the Coast to Coast Seats with myself, Greg Hughes, and now a part of the VEASAN Family Podcast. We've got a tremendous podcast for you. In the second segment, we go out to the Midwest, and there we find Lucas Harkins, who's doing a great job over there at HXCBB. He does a great job of being able to run a Patreon as well for Butler Athletics, and I think that they've been one of the more intriguing and under-the-radar teams this offseason. So we're going to be asking Lucas about what we've been seeing this offseason with regards to Butler. They hire on Thad Matta. They've been very active in the transfer portal. We're also going to get his thoughts on the Big East, who has been really under the radar, one of, if not the best conference with regards to utilizing the transfer portal, all the additions that have been made. So we're going to be running through those as well. Going to be talking about a couple big NBA draft decisions, and ironically enough, one of the ones that we're going to be talking about is going to be refresh in the final segment, where I give you all the news and notes that we wound up seeing in college basketball on Monday, with one player that many thought was going to be in the transfer portal deciding to stay in the NBA draft, and many thought that this big man was going to be going to Houston. So that is a little bit of a teaser there. We're going to have all that for you in the next two segments. So got a great show. And if you ever have a question, comment, segment, idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to fire these in. First one is my Twitter timeline at GUnit_81. Keep in mind, letters EM. They mean does not matter. So as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. Other way is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. Then from there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Only question I wound up getting is Indiana a top 10 team? And the answer, and I'm going to have this answer for every single team, it's to be determined at this point, just because we still have 1,700 players out there in the transfer portal. I mean, Indiana, like right now, they might be a top 10 team, but they might not be a top 10 team in like 48 hours because there's just so many NBA draft decisions. Where do you slot in Arizona if they do slash you not wind up getting back Dalen Terry? What winds up happening with Michigan, with their two guys that are currently out there in the NBA draft? I mean, Houston wound up taking a little bit of a loss because we all assumed that they were going to be getting back the big man that wound up staying in the NBA draft. Does Marcus Sasser wind up coming back? Who gets who in the transfer portal? Where does AJ Green, Tyrese Hunter, all these guys wind up going? So it's not to say that I'm like bearish on Indiana or anything like that. I think that they've done some great things getting back Trace Jackson Davis. I mean, that is exemplary, but it's just a case of which everyone right now has a to-be-determined grade, and hopefully I'll be able to start up some conference previews within the next few weeks. I'm hoping that by early June, things will be able to settle enough that I can start with those small conferences like the America East, the Big South, things like this, but it certainly is a case of which we've got a lot of moving parts, so I'm not going to assign a grade this early. I mean, there's just no bets to be won as of right now. You can get a little bit of a better number with regards to some of the futures on some of these bigger teams, but I mean, let's call it what it is. You don't want to be gambling on like some sort of an Arkansas future, and then Jalen Williams doesn't wind up coming back, and then they wind up having maybe one of their transfers wind up decommitting and things like this. I just think that it's a little bit of a high risk, low reward sort of scenario right now. So I'm going to be giving out my ratings, my conference previews, list goes on and on once we wind up getting a little bit more clarity with it. So that is the approach that I'm taking right now on this podcast, and I'm trying to get just as much intel as humanly possible with regards to these teams, and I tell you right now, Lucas Harkins has a lot of it when it comes to the Big East, and especially Butler, so we're going to be chatting with him about that next right here on Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Spears, and now a part of the VEASAN Family Podcast.
At Bet365, Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Epps-Pierce, and now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast. And it is great to be joined by our guests, as all the gentlemen over there at HeatCheck CBB are doing a terrific job. And one of those hardworking men is Lucas Harkins. He is your main bracketologist over there. And on top of that, he is a man that does a great job of just taking a look at so many different metrics when it comes to college basketball. I know that he's been doing a lot with regards to being able to take a look at a lot of the transfer portal additions that we've been seeing this offseason as well. He recently came out with an article on HeatCheckCBB on that. And to be able to follow HeatCheckCBB as at HeatCheckCBB altogether. And for Lucas, that is at Hardwired Sports altogether. And Lucas, it is great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, and I do appreciate the fact that we've got a fellow Milwaukee Bucks fan on this podcast. I'm sure that we could do like a full hour conversation as to what wound up going wrong with them, but unfortunately, this is a college basketball podcast, so instead, we're going to talk about your main team with regards to that sector of things, and that'd be Butler, and we have seen quite a few additions with regards to Butler this offseason, the biggest one being the coach, Thad Matta. They wound up letting go of LaVall Jordan, and I'll say, I don't think that they could have really done a whole heck of a lot better with regards to coaching move. I thought that they did an amazing job being able to get in a guy that has a lot of experience. And on top of that, they've been doing a nice job of being able to hit the portal as well. They made quite a few additions. No doubt when you wind up having a coaching change, you're going to lose a few guys as well. But what you've just made out of the offseason for Butler, because I take a look at things and I feel much better about them than I did at any point last season.
Yeah, you know, I think I had some concerns regarding getting rid of LaVall Jordan, barring not knowing who they'd be able to hire, being able to bring in a proven head coach that's won at a significantly high level in high major basketball with connections to the program. He's been around the program for the last few years as well. He lives just off campus. Is really a home run hire for Butler. And I think this offseason was always going to be a big one. There were always going to be spots open in terms of the scholarship roster. They only lost Bryce Golden to transfer, and that was before a coaching change anyways. They brought back the main core. So that's Chuck Harris, Jane Taylor, Seamus Lukosius, Miles Tate. All those guys are back in the mix. Really, the big key heading into the offseason was to fill out the front court. And I think they did that extremely well. Manny Bates, if he's healthy, missed almost all of last season. But if he's completely healthy, should be cleared here relatively soon. But if he's fully healthy for next season, he's one of the best shot blockers in the country. Being able to bring Georgia State transfer Jalen Thomas probably off the bench is another big-time shot blocker. Gives Butler something they really haven't had, maybe ever, in two really good shot blockers and those two guys up front. The backcourt is still relatively strong. I think Harris, Taylor, and Lukosius are a really good trio. Miles Tate coming back from injury, played pretty sparingly last year, but I think he's ready for a little bit of a jump. One of the things I really look at, I think the most underrated transfers every year are the guys that have proven they're strong contributors on winning teams. And that's where Eric Hunter Jr. fits in for me coming over from Purdue. He's averaged double figures per game at a high major in his career. He was an all-defensive player in the Big Ten. He can shoot the three. He really fits really great with what Butler needed, a proven winner with a lot of experience in the backcourt. I think he's a great addition. I think Ali is kind of flying under the radar too. He's one of the rare guys who posts way better numbers against quality competition than he did against low major competition last year with Akron.
Yeah, Ali is someone that I think is going to be very solid for this Butler team, a guy that's 6'8" and is able to pop threes. So I think that he's going to be a good addition for them. And I just take a look at the Big East in general, and I think that there have been some good additions, as we do have Lucas Harkins joining me on the podcast. No doubt, I think that we both agree Butler has done a solid job this offseason. I take a look at Xavier bringing in Sully Boom. He's going to be teamed up with Sean Miller, that I know a lot of people have a lot of different takes on Sean Miller, but this is a man that the last time he was at Xavier, he won, and he won in a big way. So that is solid for them now. Villanova is going to take a little bit of a downgrade. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. When you wind up going from Jay Wright to literally any other coach that is currently in basketball, you are going to take a little bit of a downgrade. It doesn't matter who that replacement would be. I do think that Kyle Neptune, when it's all said and done, is going to be a solid coach, but there's only one Jay Wright. So, I mean, that's just a case in which it's unfair to expect Kyle Neptune to be anything close to what Jay Wright was. But I take a look at what the Big East has done this offseason. With regards to the transfer portal, Providence has done a good job with it. All these coaching moves, and really aside from Villanova, which that came out last minute, and that was not the choosing of the university themselves. I take a look at all these schools, and I think that they've done a terrific job of both being able to hire on some new coaches and also utilize the transfer portal itself.
Yeah, I agree. I honestly don't think, and I get that there's some bias involved in that the Big East is the conference that I cover the most. But I really don't think there's a conference that did a better job in the transfer portal this year than the Big East. I went through my list of biggest winners in the portal, and I had five teams from the Big East make the list, and that excludes Georgetown, who you could easily make an argument belongs with the offseason they had, bringing in a lot of talent with a couple new assistant coaches, too. I think that the Big East really did an outstanding job of bringing in transfers. You mentioned Xavier, Creighton bringing in Baylor Shireman. If he returns to school and he plays next season, that's a team that was already preseason top 10 that added a superstar. St. John's, I'm not sure necessarily how the fit is going to quite work out, but David Jones and Andre Curbelo are two of the better transfers to add in the country. And if the fit works out, that's an incredible amount of talent they added. Tristan Newton at UConn is going to be a very good addition. I like Alamir Dawes going to Seton Hall. I think he's a good add. I really think the Big East did an outstanding job upgrading its talent this offseason via the transfer market.
I agree with you, especially Georgetown, who, I mean, it went cataclysmically bad for them last season. And I'm not saying that they're going to be a top 25 team or anything like that, but from where they were last year to where they are currently going into this season, I do think that it is a relatively good upgrade. And who knows, if Amani Bates winds up going to DePaul, man, you're really looking at something with regards to the Big East where, I mean, your bottom team would probably be, I'm not going to say towards the middle of the Big 12, but certainly you're able to match up the bottom team of the Big East against the bottom team of any other conference in all of college basketball. And so I am in agreement with you there. I've been very impressed by what they've been able to do. And I'm very impressed by how many schools right now have big time NBA draft decisions, as well as we do have Lucas Harkins joining me on the podcast. There's just a lot of teams in general that I feel like they've got a lot to gain slash lose within the next 10 days or so with regards to these guys as to whether they wind up staying in the NBA draft whether they go out of the draft and go back to their school that they were at before, or they wind up entering into the transfer portal as well. And where's a school or two that you're looking at with a lot on the line? Because I take a look at a school like Michigan having a pair of guys out there, Musa Diabate, Caleb Eason. I think that they're one of the biggest ones. Houston, they've got multiple guys out there as well. But I take a look at those two. They're certainly coming to the forefront. Who are a few that are coming to mind for yourself?
You know, I think I look right towards the top of the preseason rankings for next year, and I look at Arkansas and Houston. Arkansas, obviously, with Jalen Williams sitting in the NBA draft process right now. If he comes back as, you know, that charge taker, anchor to the defense, you could easily see the Razorbacks, who've done, you know, in typical Eric Musselman fashion, dominated the transfer portal, but also have an outstanding recruiting class coming in with Nick Smith and Anthony Black. And that group's going to be loaded, especially if Williams decides to come back. The only team to look at is Houston, not necessarily from them in specific, but I think that they're probably among those teams that are in the mix for Kenneth Lofton Jr. if he decides to exit the NBA draft process. The Louisiana Tech transfer obviously is going to get a ton of attention, but if there's some buzz there with Houston as one of those teams that's involved, and that's a team that if they can add a player like Lofton or someone else that's sitting in the portal, they could easily be the preseason number one too.
Yeah, I'm right there with you on Houston. It's going to be very big to see what winds up happening with Marcus Sasser along with Mr. Lofton. If they get both, hard to put them anywhere other than one or two, because I do think that it's a battle between they and Arkansas at this point. Now, you can obviously make a good case for some of these other schools, like Duke has the number one recruiting class coming in. Trevor Keels is a relatively big decision that is out there as well. So there's a lot riding on that. And then I take a look at Arizona as well. I think that there's a lot of people questioning what Christian Coloco is going to do. I think he's as good as gone. That's not really something that I'm looking at too much. I'm just assuming that he is not going to be coming back. And if he does, it's a big upgrade for Arizona. But I think one guy that's not getting talked about so much is because he wasn't a double-figure scorer. He wasn't a guy that was necessarily giving out like 8-plus assists per game or anything like that. But he was just a little bit of a Swiss Army knife guy, is Allen Terry. Because if he winds up coming back for Arizona with the loss of Mathurin and most likely Coloco, he's really going to be a guy that is going to be running a lot of the show for Arizona, going to be sort of that do-it-all sort of player. And I think his decision is flying under the radar, and it is going to be big, especially out there in the Pac-12 that we talk about how good the Big East has been with regards to utilizing the transfer portal. The Pac-12 has not been.
Yeah, I agree. I think Terry is probably one of the biggest decisions left. If he decides to come back, that'll be great things. So the second year of Tommy Lloyd, especially with, as you mentioned, the losses that they're undergoing this offseason anyways.
Yeah, that is going to be one that I'm certainly going to be taking a look at, as we do have Lucas Harkins joining me on the podcast. And then I know that this guy is taking a look at the NBA draft, but I assume he's going to be coming back. And if he does, I think that his name is going to be very interesting out there in the transfer portal as well. And that'd be Malachi Smith, someone who actually began his career at Wright State, really tore it up over there at Chattanooga. We've seen a lot of the guys go from Chattanooga, and some of those guys, they have just been going to a wide variety of places at this point. It has been very interesting to take a look at that with the move of Lamont Paris from Chattanooga to South Carolina. But I took a look at Malachi Smith. If he does wind up going out of the NBA draft, I think that he's going to have one of the biggest moves to be able to make as well, because I know that there's been a lot of teams that have been rumored for his services. And I think that with regards to the transfer portal itself, right now we're sort of in that holding pattern with guys like Smith and company that are in the NBA draft. If they wind up pulling out, I think that we could wind up seeing just a whole nother rotation with regards to the carousel of all these transfers. And it could be the biggest one with just sort of the level of talent of guys that have decisions to make.
I agree, especially for me with Northern Iowa's A.J. Green, who's narrowing himself down to pretty much Duke and Iowa State. If he comes back for college next season, I think Duke, they're able to land Green, are able to get a replacement for probably losing Trevor Keels to the NBA, whereas Iowa State can use him just to add an offensive punch to a team that should be strong defensively but needs more offense, especially with Tyrese Hunter in the portal, and we are still awaiting his decision as well.
Would you say that Tyrese Hunter is currently the biggest name out there in the transfer portal? Because when I think of all these guys, I think Tyrese Hunter, for me, has to be the guy that is at the top of the list. Malachi Smith, who I mentioned a little bit earlier, he's a top five guy. And Matthew Meyer, who decided to pull out of the NBA draft a few days ago, he comes to the forefront. I'm hearing that North Carolina very much in on him, and that would make all the sense of the world. But with regards to top guys in the transfer portal, would you put Hunter number one, or would you be looking at someone else?
Yeah, I think I'd put Hunter number one, especially with the value of strong guard play in the NCAA tournament, which is where teams are wanting to win the most. I think he's probably my number one. I wouldn't have Kenneth Lofton Jr. that far behind. If he comes back to school, I think he could be the type of player that is a really good player at a high major level. If he makes that jump, I think that he'll be very good there. But I think we already hit on Smith and AJ Green too as two other guys that are there. And maybe even as a dark horse, maybe Pete Nance.
Yep, and then the one guy that I think is not getting enough love as well as Isaiah Mosley, but he's a guy that I would not be putting in my top three. He's more of like a number six, number seven guy from Missouri State that wound up putting up some very solid numbers. So he's certainly a guy that I'm going to be watching out for as well, and something I always watch out for. All the great content that you guys do over there at HeatCheckCBB, and more specifically, your great work, Lucas. You guys are doing an amazing job of taking a look at college basketball all 12 months out of the year. I mentioned it a little bit earlier on Monday. You did a great job of coming out with a little bit of a list as to some of the offseason moves that we're seeing, some of the ones that do have some big impact. I know that you've got a lot in the hopper over there at HeatCheckCBB. You guys are doing a great job of just taking a look at everything that we've got. So let the good people at home know they're able to follow you on social media and just what's all on tap for you.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on again, Greg. You can find me, Lucas Harkins, at Hardwired Sports on Twitter altogether. And yeah, we got stuff coming out at HeatCheckCBB throughout the offseason. A lot of things in the hopper. We're really looking forward to another great year as a group.
It's going to be a lot of fun to see what we wind up getting this season. As it stands right now, 1,700 players in the transfer portal. So we have seen a lot of movement there. And the gentlemen over there at HeatCheckCBB are doing a great job of paying attention to it. And one of the focal points of that is Lucas Harkins. So a big thanks to him for joining me right here on Coast to Coast Hoops, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. And coming up next, it is that time of the podcast to give you a little bit of a roundup as to all the news and notes that we wound up seeing from college basketball on Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Craig Hughes, and now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. Great to get Lucas Harkins on the show today. Guy does an absolutely incredible job over there at HeatCheckCBB. Does terrific work with regards to the bracketology aspect of college basketball as well. So was tremendous to be able to get him aboard today. A big thanks to him. Now it is that time of the podcast. I give you a little bit of a roundup as to all the news and notes that we wound up seeing in college basketball on Monday. Biggest piece of news, we were talking about perhaps Kenny Lofton being out there in the transfer portal. Would he stay? Would he go? After I wound up doing the interview with Lucas, he wound up sending out a tweet that he would be staying in the NBA draft. Now, this is not yet confirmed, but if you're reading between the tea leaves on Twitter, this is big because Lofton last year, 16.5 points, 10.5 boards, many people was tying him to Houston. And if Marcus Sasser leaves for the NBA draft as well, Houston is still going to be a top 10 team if they would lose both of those guys. No fans or buts about it. But if they were to have gotten Lofton along with Sasser back, there was a case for them perhaps being the number one team in all of college basketball. That would have really fortified them down low. And perhaps this winds up keeping the door open for Kyler Edwards being able to come back as well. But sounds like via his Twitter feed that Kenny Lofton most likely going to be staying out there in the NBA draft. And the biggest downer of this, who else am I going to call the Bartolo Colon of college basketball? So a very, very sad day there. With that said, we did wind up seeing a few other things with regards to college basketball on Monday, including another draft decision or two, as we did wind up seeing a guy wind up pulling out of the NBA draft in Keon Brooks. He is also in the transfer portal, so it is not set that he's going to be returning to Kentucky. I would think that Kentucky would be the front runners for him, but I will not speculate. I will let the chips fall as they may, but Keon Brooks is going to be playing college basketball next season. A guy that was at Kentucky this last season, wound up putting up 10.8 points per contest. Rebounds were down a little bit from the previous year at 4.5 boards per game, but was able to do a solid job on defense. Never has really come to the forefront with his three-point shooting. A guy that at 6'7" has popped threes, but he's a career 23.5% three-point shooter. A guy that's very solid on defense. So it's going to be very curious to see what winds up happening there. Just after we wound up finishing up that interview with Lucas Harkins as well, we wound up seeing Kudus Wahab, who we remember a few years ago was at Georgetown. Things just did not work out with him last year at Maryland. Maryland also wound up having a coaching change midseason. He's heading back to Georgetown. And Georgetown, we were talking about Lucas. I mean, if they're the bottom team out there in the Big East, they are by far the best bottom team in any conference at all of college basketball. I'd probably give that moniker to someone else at this point, Paul. I mean, especially if they get a Bonnie Bates, look out with them. But you take a look at Kudus Wahab, 12.5 points, 8 rebounds, 1.6 blocks per contest in his last season with Georgetown. Last year, he wound up having a solid start with Maryland, and then he wound up getting relegated to the bench a little bit, wound up seeing a little bit of a slash in his minutes. If he's able to duplicate what he wound up doing with Georgetown during the 2020-21 season, things are very much looking up for Georgetown with the way that they've been able to pick up some talent. They got rid of some of the guys that were just Buster Rooney's towards the end of last season as well. So this is very big with regards to Georgetown's prospects upcoming. And I think that Patrick Ewing looked in the mirror and he said, yeah, last year was not necessarily too good. We need to try to run it back a little bit with what we wound up doing two seasons ago and go in a new direction. Shane DeZoni, he was at Vanderbilt last season. He decided early on in the transfer portal process to go to St. Joe's. He has decided to decommit from St. Joe's, and he is back out there in the transfer portal. Did not wind up putting up a lot of production last year, right around 2.5 points per contest. Shot north of 40% from three-point range as a 6'5" combo player. Now, that was a very, very small sample size with regards to three-point shooting, but very intriguing to see what he's going to be doing. A guy that was ranked number 100 in the class of 2021, according to 24/7 Sports, one of the best prospects they were able to find out there on the East Coast last season. So him being out there in the transfer portal, you got to think that a lot of teams are going to be licking their chops. They're going to try to be able to get in on him. So that is another big piece of news, as we wound up seeing from there, not necessarily a bunch of rambunctious news with regards to transfer portal, but we did wind up seeing a couple ancillary pieces as well that I think are going to be making a little bit of an impact, as you did wind up seeing CSUN, aka Cal State Northridge. They wound up losing a trio of guys via the transfer portal, and guys that they wound up having some relatively good production as well. Darius Bean, Elijah Hardy, along with Miles James, they all decided that they were going to be entering into the transfer portal. Things have just been a mess with CSUN in general, because they did wind up having under contract
Mark Gottfried, and then they wound up having to go to Trent Brown as a little bit of an interim coach. That has just been a very, very sticky spot, to say the least. Bean wound up actually beginning his career over at Southern Illinois, played for Northern Illinois last year at CSUN, put up 5 points per game. The system just did not suit him very well. He thought he was going to go to something different, because you take a look at him during the 2020-21 season out there in the MAC, 9.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1.3 steals per game. So this is a guy that's able to play. He's a very solid transfer portal guy, and a lot of these guys, they wound up seeing a dip in production because CSUN was just so rudderless and bad last season because of the situation itself. You take a look at Elijah Hardy, actually began his career at Washington, whereas at Portland State for his 1 year, he only wound up putting up 7 points per game there, and whereas at CSUN actually had a nice year, 12 points, right around 3 assists per contest, shot in the pocket about 31.5% from three-point range, so going to be interesting to see what winds up happening with him. And then the other guy, Miles James, he wound up putting up right around 4.3 rebounds per game as a little bit of a 6'6" combo player. Began his career at East Carolina, has never really been able to live up to his true potential, but did wind up shooting 42.5% from three-point range. So saw a lot of movement with that regard. We've seen a few guys go from the D1 level to the non-D1 level, as you wind up seeing Skylar Wilson wind up doing that. And with regards to handicapping, very easy to take a look at this. All you need to notice that Mr. Wilson last season was playing at Portland, and wasn't even really playing at Portland. He was redshirting. Now you don't need to worry about taking a look at him moving forward. Just cross him off your list of guys that you need to be able to evaluate for the upcoming season and move on. RJ Duarte, he was playing the last 2 seasons at Appalachian State. Very much a defensive stopper. Wound up shooting 18% from three-point range, right around 2.5 points, 3 rebounds per game. Saw some good minutes at 6'9". Just could never really live up to his true potential, so he decided that he is going to be heading to Charleston Southern, a Charleston Southern team that they've taken in a lot of, let me call it what it is, cast-offs, and guys have not been able to live up to their true potential. I think that's going to be another rough year for the Buccaneers, as they just have not been able to find any scoring whatsoever. As last season, they were 308th in the country in terms of three-point shooting percentage. They got not necessarily a lot of production with regards to being able to take care of the ball as well, so I don't know if this is really going to be able to upgrade them too much. Oscar Berry, he should be able to do a little bit of something in North Florida. He has decided that he is going to be transferring from Fairleigh Dickinson to North Florida, and with Mr. Berry, he's a part of a Fairleigh Dickinson team that they did not wind up playing a lick of defense whatsoever last season, but was able to put up some good offensive numbers. 6.5 points per contest, shot from three-point range, 43.5% from distance. North Florida, when they've been at their best, they've been a team that has been very solid with regards to their three-point shooting percentage, so this is a move that makes sense. It's North Florida getting back to basics for them, and I think that this is one that's going to be able to work out, so a solid addition there. You wind up seeing Colin Granger. He decided that he is going to be going from Ohio. He's going to be going to Western Carolina. Wound up seeing 3 games of action last year and put up as many points as myself. Guy that just has not been able to see a lot of minutes in general. Needs to work on his frame. 6'9", 230, so he doesn't necessarily run the floor very well. Western Carolina, a little bit more of an up-tempo team, so this is not a guy that you're taking a look at him, and he's necessarily any sort of a chiseled beast by any regard. Not necessarily a highly touted prospect, and with Western Carolina, just has been a team that in general has not been able to find a lot of talent in general, so they're hoping to be able to hit a little bit of something there. I question if they're going to be able to do so or not. You take a look at Bradley Akeel, and he has decided that he is going to be going down to the 91 level, was playing an Incarnate Word last season, and was able to actually have some relatively good production. Wound up over his 2 years at Incarnate Word, putting up 4 points per contest, shot this last season, 37% from three-point range as a 6'7", a little bit of a combo player. Big-time liability on defense, but was able to pop a couple threes. He's going to be going down to Oklahoma Baptist, so I think that he's going to be able to tear it up there. You wind up seeing Ajang Ogwok. He was playing this last year at Northern Arizona. He has decided that he is going to be going down to Lander College. And for Ogwok, he was able to have a little bit of production over there at Northern Arizona this last year, right around 2.5 points per contest. Wound up seeing quite a few minutes during the 2020-21 season, where he was able to register right around 13.5 minutes per contest. Never really a guy that was able to make too much of an impact. 6'8" gentleman that really couldn't stretch the floor, didn't do a great job on the glass, so that's not necessarily going to be too much of a loss. And then another Incarnate Word gentleman in Thomas Zavagaris, he has decided that he is going to be leaving for the Don D1 level as well. He is going to be going to the Jets of Newman, a very good D2 university. We used to play them in bowling while I was at UW Oshkosh, and they kicked our rear ends every single time. Guy that wound up having 2.5 points, 1.5 rebounds per game, 6'9", little bit of a combo player from Greece that just has not been able to find its footing thus far. Got to wonder if he's going to be able to be a versatile player for that team or not. And then you did wind up seeing a pair of gentlemen from Texas State decide where they're going to be going to school, and they're going to be going down to the non-D1 level as well. Deuce Guidry and Nate Lacewell have decided that they're going to be transferring elsewhere. And both of these guys, I did feel like, had a little bit of upside. With Lacewell, he wound up coming in from San Jose State and actually saw some starts while he was at San Jose State. And then this last year at Texas State, just wound up getting lost. 1.5 points per contest. 6'9" gentleman that's able to pop a couple threes. But he's going to be heading down to Morehouse College. Got to think that he's going to be able to get a lot of minutes there. And for Guidry, just wound up getting stuck on the bench in general at Texas State because each out of his two seasons wound up dealing with injury. He is going to Lamar State College of Port Arthur. If you're wondering where that is, don't worry. So am I. And then a little bit of a bigger move, Keon Edwards. He was playing this last season at Nebraska. He has decided that he is going to be going to UW-Milwaukee, someone who began his career at DePaul, and I think that he's going to be able to see quite a few minutes at Milwaukee because, well, they're not getting Pat Bowman Jr. back as they wound up having a little bit of a coaching change during the offseason. You take a look at Keon Edwards coming out of high school, according to 24/7 Sports, a top 100 recruit. So, hey, UW-Milwaukee getting a top 100 recruit for the second straight offseason, and we're going to hope that he's going to be able to do a little bit more than Pat Baldwin Jr. because right now for Milwaukee, things are not necessarily shaping up the world's greatest for them. I think that they're going to be towards the bottom of the Ryzen League once again. But Keon Edwards, guy with a little bit of upside, 6'7", able to do a solid job on the glass, able to pop a couple threes. So going to be interesting to see what he winds up doing with the Panthers. And we're keeping close eye as to everything that we're getting out there in college basketball. If you do like what you're hearing from this fine podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, you're able to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you've got a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at GUnit_81. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter. So as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. Other ways, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. And then from there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Coming at you guys every single day with the news and notes of college basketball here in the offseason. And hopefully within the next, I would say, 2, maybe 2.5 weeks, going to be starting up with these conference previews once we wind up getting in these NBA draft decisions and once we wind up just getting a little bit more clarity with the transfer portal. And big thanks once again to Lucas Harkins, VCheck CBB, for joining me in the last segment, and I'll be coming at you guys once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.